Hey everyone, welcome to Vikings GM Rick Spielman's office in the middle of the NFL draft. Pretty cool place to be. We're going to ask him about the Vikings first round pick. Corner Mike Hughes, pretty exciting to add a player like that on the first day of the draft.
Yeah, he is was the highest player rated on our board. I know our scouts, our coaches, we put 9 months of work into this. And, you know, we're not ever going to just take a lesser player just to fill a need. And he was, as Coach Zim says, we can never have enough corners around here. And he fits all the traits we look for at the corner position. But not only is he a corner, he's also an explosive punt returner. So the other thing that's huge value to us is getting players that can do multiple things.
Now his, you know, he was not down in Dallas at the draft, but his head coach was in college, Scott Frost, and we had a chance to talk with him, and he talked about, you know, his ability to process and think and be a smart player because he joined that team so late, mm-hmm. and then he talked about his toughness. Tell us a little bit about that as you studied him.
Yeah, I mean, when we sit there and evaluate him on tape, he checked all the boxes as far as the physical traits we're looking for. He's a very quick athlete. He can get into and out of his transition. As Coach Zim likes to say, go from point A to point B. Very quick to mirror receivers out of their cuts. And he is, for his size, a tough, aggressive run support player.
And in this league, when you're with Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers in your division, corner is almost always a need, even when you've got guys that you already like.
Yeah, we're very excited about currently the three top guys that we have. But in this league, I think 70% of the time you're a nickel defense. So you have to have cover guys. And if you do get a guy banged up or injured, you have to have enough depth behind it. And because of the specifics that we look for in that position, there is not a lot of available players that have those specific traits. So when you get an opportunity to get one to add to your depth to continue to grow and develop into the system, it was too good of an opportunity for us to pass up.
I want to ask you about the draft room because I was down in Dallas, so I didn't see you last night. What was it like in the new draft room for the first time?
Very exciting. I think, you know, having that video board there, everything worked to perfection, but it was, you know, every 10 minutes there was a pick. It's going to get a little quicker tonight and very quick on Saturday. So, but it's outstanding. There's nothing like it. It's hard to describe.
I know a big part of the process for you guys that we don't see is the phones when they're ringing and team's wondering about trades or you guys are calling about trades. What was that like at the end of the first round? Because it seemed like there was a lot of movement, not related to you guys, but just in general.
Yeah, we received some calls about potentially trading up as us moving back. I think there were maybe two or three players that if they dropped to us at 30, that we weren't going to trade out. And Mike Hughes was one of those players that we weren't not going to move. He was just too valuable and too good of a player to pass on.
All righty. Well, good luck the rest of the way. If you have any questions or want some advice, let me know.
Thanks. I will do that.